Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We talked last program in the end about Satan using politics and wars to widen the gulf of separation between us and the Muslims, between Westerners and the Muslims. And, you know, I want to give you a couple of examples of what Satan is doing. Now, Satan used the long wars of the Crusaders. Actually, we studied that in history when I was growing up in Egypt. You know, European invaded the Muslim land to recapture Jerusalem, and they had a sword in one hand and a shield with a cross on it. On the other hand, you know, it was holy wars, blessed by the church, of course. And Satan convinced Muslims in the Middle East that European and the Christians are against you. And of course, we studied also in history the colonial period, Europe invading and occupying about 85% of the Muslim world, and they exploited people and cheap labor. It's funny, I was in Idaho a couple of weeks ago, you know, reaching Muslim students, but I was in the aeroplane and God provided a divine appointment for me. I met Dr. Fahim Rahim. You know, I will have time to tell you about this divine appointment by the end of our program. And, you know, he invited me for lunch. He's a Muslim kidney doctor. He told me, you know, it was England that divided our people and made them Pakistan against India. So, because England used to occupy that part of the world. Satan used the colonial period to convince Muslims that Europeans are against you, they don't care about you, they hate you, they just want to occupy you and exploit you. And of course, Satan used the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts and the Israeli-Lebanese conflict. And, Satan tell Muslims, listen, every war happened, the Palestinian killed a couple of Israeli civilians, but look at the Israeli using American warplanes, and they kill a couple of thousand women and children every time the conflict happened. And they are ruthless. They hate you. They consider your blood cheap blood. And Americans never objected on what Israel is doing. And no American pastor will say that's wrong. Actually, the Christian leaders support the government and declare that in the newspaper. You know, Satan uses that. Now, remember, I'm not saying here who's right, who's wrong. You know, I'm not a politician, and that's not the purpose of my program or of these statements, but I'm just telling you what Satan is doing. Satan uses American wars in Afghanistan. Of course, we all justify it, you know, as we justify everything else and give good reasons for it, you know. And Satan used sending planes without a pilot to shoot Muslim terrorists, but civilians are killed in Pakistan, Afghanistan. So Satan uses that. Satan used the American war on Iraq. And you, especially Rumsfeld's statement before he launched the campaign of shock and awe on Baghdad. General Rumsfeld, the American general, said, I will shower Baghdad with bombs from the air, from the sea, from the ground. As soon as he says that, I said, oh my God, you don't know what you are doing. You know, Satan is going to use your words. Anyway, Satan used all these politics and other conflicts to convince a huge number of Muslims that Westerners, Europeans, and Americans, including Christians, hates you, they are against you. Satan penetrated the lives of so many Muslims and caused them to hate Westerners, including Christians. Satan deceived many Muslims and motivated them to commit so many acts of terrorism, such as 9/11, that killed so many innocent Americans. And of course, Satan inspired many terrorist Muslims, violent Muslims, to commit many other acts of terrorism in America and in Europe, and to kill Israeli civilians. So far, you get the idea. So Satan used Muslim terrorists also to penetrate our hearts and minds and put negative feelings and thoughts in our lives toward all Muslims. You know, and I remember even recently, in the past couple of years, Satan used, you know, the terrorist act that committed by Hamas Palestinians in Gaza. They helped fanatic Muslims from the Muslim Brotherhood and the Daesh to kill Egyptian soldiers in the Sinai Desert, in my homeland, Egypt. So, of course, that made all of us, you know, feel horrible about Palestinians and about the people in Gaza and Hamas, and to take actions against them. But God always wants to remind us that Satan is the one that is behind these wars and behind these conflicts. And his goal is simple. His goal is to stop us from praying for Muslims and stop us from investing our time and resources and energy to share Jesus with them, because Satan knows that we love to share Jesus with somebody that we love or somebody that we like or somebody that loves us. But we are not motivated to share Jesus with our enemies and with the people that we believe that are against us. So that's why, my Christian brothers and sisters, God wants to remind us of his word in Romans 12. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The New Living Translation says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. And, you know, God always reminds me of the Apostle Paul. Before he became the Apostle Paul, he was persecuting Christians, arresting them, and actually kill them if possible. You know, his goal was to lead waste the church. He was actually a terrorist. But God made him the Apostle Paul. So we should not give up on Muslims, even the worst one of them, because God is able to reach even Muslims in Daesh and the Muslim Brotherhood and the fanatic Muslims and violent Muslims, if we have faith and if we take the initiative and we try to reach all people, including bad people. Okay, now, before I end the program, I want to share with you, you know, I always pray that God will provide for me divine appointments to meet Muslims. This prayer is always my prayer every day, especially when I'm traveling, because I spend so much time in the airports, traveling, flying to speak in churches and to reach Muslims in different mosques and universities. They, you know, one of the last trips I prayed, I said, God, here I am again, spending most of the day in the airport. Please provide for me divine appointment to meet a Muslim. Actually, I always say meet a Muslim that is open. And then I requested in one of my connecting flights a seat empty next to me, so I can do more study. And they changed my seat, and then I sat down on the airplane going from Salt Lake City to Idaho. And the one next to me on the other row was a man having a beer. So I said, oh, wonderful, thank you, God. He is a Muslim. So I reached to go to the cabinet of the airplane to reach my handbag, and I opened it, and I started getting one of my books out, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And the book fell from me, and he picked up the book, and he said, you are Sammy? I told him, yes, I am. How do you know? And he said, my nurse talked to me about you and invited me to come and hear you at Calvary Chapel Pocatello. And I told him, well, now you know that you must come to hear me. And he said, yes, now I know. I told him, this is divine appointment. because I was not supposed to have this seat. I changed my seat, and they said, yes, it is a divine appointment. God wanted us to meet, because that was not my seat either. They changed my seat because they gave me an empty seat next to me. And we talked, and he invited me to lunch, and I gave him my book. It was a divine appointment. Dr. Fahim Rahim, please pray for him and pray for all the Muslims. I gave them my book and our Christian materials in my last trips in Idaho. And my friend, if you never receive Jesus in your heart, if you never put your faith in him as your savior, you can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you, God. Nobody loves me, God, like you do. Thank you for sending Jesus to die, to pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you that you are my only Savior. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I don't want to live doing wrong things anymore. I want to live close to God. I want to do God's will. I want to please God. God, thank you for helping me understand your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My brothers and sisters, God's peace with you. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.